It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in life-changing nutritional education. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. As we prepare for the show each week, I personally look for research and testimonials that will encourage you to stop eating high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, in refined oils, because I know if you avoid these three fake food items, you will feel better and be healthier. This week I have some great nutritional information to share. Joining me today is our co-host is Cassie Wienis. Cassie is a registered dietitian and sees clients at our Wayzata office and teaches many of our nutrition classes. She's also a mom to two young, beautiful, lovely, great children.
And as you know, I have to say hi to them, right?
Yes.
They'd be very disappointed if I didn't. So, hi, Riley. Hi, Rissa. Mommy loves you. And you, too, be sure to eat a healthy lunch today. And today, speaking of health, we're going to address a really important topic, and that is insulin resistance. I'm sure most of you have heard the term before, but some of you are probably still a little bit in the gray as to what that means. So we're going to define insulin resistance. We're going to talk about how you become insulin resistant, and the sad thing is it's not just adults that become insulin resistant. We're seeing kids become insulin resistant, too.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about what foods lead to insulin resistance, and if you're guessing high fructose corn syrup and trans fats are some of the ingredients in these foods, you're absolutely right.
You know, I was leafing through some of my material over the week, this week when I was getting ready for the show, and so I saw this cover of the Newsweek, July 3rd, 2000.
Yes.
And the headline said, "Fat for Life, 6 million kids are seriously overweight." The cover had, you know, had a picture of a young boy overweight eating an ice cream cone with candy sprinkles all over the ice cream.
I know that very issue. The belly fat on this little boy is a dead giveaway that he already has full-blown insulin resistance. I mean, at such a young age. And 9 years ago, when this issue of Newsweek came out, we were on the verge of an epidemic of insulin resistance and an epidemic of overweight kids, and it has only gotten worse.
It certainly has. And, you know, this young man, he's eating the two evils. You know, they are trans fats in the cone and in the candy sprinkles. I mean, that's got trans fats. Plus, there is corn syrup sweetener in the ice cream, in the cone, and the candy sprinkles. Check your ice cream label. It's just amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
There's trans fats in some of those ice creams. I thought, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
As a mom, trying to protect my own kids from insulin resistance, both now and in the future, of course, I read every label. And still, time and again, I am shocked to find corn syrup in these juices that are marketed to kids.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't
it? Why can't it just be juice?
Yes.
Yogurts, most of the yogurts, unless you're shopping organic in that category, most of the yogurts have high fructose corn syrup.
Which is just, it's so misrepresenting, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yogurt should be a healthy food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cereal bars, Pop-Tarts?
Well, we know Pop-Tarts.
Oh, I won't even touch those with a 10-foot pole. There's other reasons why those are bad besides the corn syrup. But you mentioned the ice creams, Dar. And, you know, the more obvious is the soda. But the applesauce?
Think of that, Cassie. Applesauce. You know, I was at the store the other day thinking, oh, I'm just going to get the grandkids some applesauce. And I had to pick up 9 different applesauce jars before I found one that, and of course, it was an organic one. And that's the only one that didn't have high fructose corn syrup in it.
And you knew to read the labels. I'm just thinking of when we were home at Christmas, my mom had bought some applesauce knowing we were coming home for the kids. And I pick it up because I read every label, and there it is, high fructose corn syrup. And I said, Mom, look. And she, you know, just threw up her hands. She said, oh, I never would have thought to look at the label on applesauce.
Yes, exactly.
So it is everywhere. It seems that every processed food has this high fructose corn syrup that a few decades ago didn't even exist. This never used to be an ingredient.
Now, I think most of us are aware that last September 2008, Cargill and Archer Daniel Midland, these two big, powerful Minnesota companies, launched a $20 to $30
huge
million dollar campaign to argue that corn syrup sweetener is no worse than sugar. According to the Corn Refiners Association, the 18-month $30 million campaign, this ad campaign, was targeted primarily at mothers.
Of course, we're the gatekeepers of what comes in the kitchen.
Yes.
That, you have never seen me get out of my chair faster or more on my soapbox as when I read this campaign. I was appalled. You know, and even if high fructose corn syrup wasn't worse than sugar, what mother out there thinks that a lot of sugar in a child's diet is a good idea anyway? And now we have a lot of foods that not only have sugar, if you read the ingredient list, but also have the high fructose corn syrup. Two evils somehow do not make a right.
You know, if you look at this, high fructose corn syrup sweetener and sugar must be having an impact on our kids' health.
Mm-hmm.
Because more and more kids are showing up at their pediatricians and being diagnosed with something that is called a fatty liver, which is actually a precursor to cirrhosis of the liver.
So sad, because it is so preventable. And we used to think that fatty livers and cirrhosis only came with too much alcohol, but we know now it is coming from the foods that we're putting in our mouth. It doesn't have to be the alcohol, thus the kids showing up with fatty livers, because it's things like too much pop, too many sports drinks.
Oh, you know, the Gatorade?
Oh, people think that's healthy. I don't know why. That's a lot of sugar. All those juices that have the high fructose corn syrup in them, plus all other foods that are high in sugar, which is a lot of these convenience foods that moms on the go are grabbing for their kids. Even hamburger buns. I mean, who would have thought?
I know.
Read your ingredient list.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Hamburger buns have high fructose corn syrup.
Why?
You know, unlike type 1 diabetes, in which the pancreas fails to produce the insulin needed to transport sugar into the cells, type 2 diabetes occurs when a person's cells grow resistant to insulin, and then the sugar or glucose builds up in the body, and that's what really happens. You get higher sugars because the insulin can't carry the sugar into the cells.
And all this sugar is robbing the cells of minerals and B vitamins. And if you're eating the trans fats in your foods, the trans fats damage the cell membrane or that outer cell wall, so the cells become resistant to the insulin.
So as people are listening to us today, and I know we're talking about type 1 and type 2 and insulin resistance, and sometimes this all gets confusing. So if you do have questions today, give us a call. You know, our number is 651-641-1071, because we want to try to help people understand how you can prevent insulin resistance and how you can prevent it in your kids, because that's our future generations. We have to stop kids from having insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
You know, Cassie, you were just talking about how sugar robs the cells. Well, it really robs the bones. Sugar robs the bones of calcium, and so we end up going into osteoporosis.
Yes.
And, of course, if you eat a lot of sugar or corn syrup sweetener, you end up with type 2 diabetes. Yep. So it's all those things that keeps going with our health.
Yeah. And the first step, kind of what Dar was just saying, that first step in developing type 2 diabetes is the insulin resistance. And probably many of the listeners have heard us talk about Dr. Andrew Weil before. For those of you that don't know his name, he's a well-known medical doctor. He specializes in more holistic nutrition. He found that even people that are more genetically sensitive to developing insulin resistance, these people can minimize the problems of insulin resistance simply by reducing the carbohydrates, mainly the processed carbohydrates, in their diet.
And, you know, I am, and my whole family, my whole genetic family, has this insulin resistance predisposition, we are more prone to become diabetic and certainly insulin resistance. And mm-hmm. I would guess, Cassie, you just don't have any of that genetics in your family.
I think I do come from some pretty good genetics.
Yeah, I think you do, as far as insulin resistance is concerned.
And genes, there is something to be said for the genes that we're born with, but you, Dar, are the prime example of the fact that genes dictate what we can become, but they don't dictate what we have to become. We can choose the road we go down.
Yes. And so for myself, I have to be very, very cautious of carbohydrates. And I don't eat trans fats. That's mm-hmm. one of my rules. I do not eat those. So, you know, Cassie, we have to take a quick break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, we seem to be a country ready for change. You know, I believe the very basic and the most important change we can make is to stop eating processed convenience foods full of bad fats and high fructose corn syrup. You know, even the economy is now encouraging us to bring back home cooking to save money. Home cooking will not only save you money, but it will save your health. And when we come back from break, Cassie has a simple recipe to share. A very good tasting but inexpensive salad dressing recipe. So questions today about insulin resistance or diabetes, 651-641-1071.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian, and I'm here today with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And as Dar told you before the break, I have a very basic, simple, tasty salad dressing. If you want to make your own salad dressing and save a little money, grab a pencil, half a cup of olive oil, quarter cup balsamic vinegar, just a half of a teaspoon Dijon mustard, and a clove of garlic. And you blend all this together for just a few seconds and you really have a tasty salad dressing that is very inexpensive. For those of you that have bought organic dressings before, $3 to $4 a bottle is the average cost. This homemade dressing is less than a dollar, so very economical and very good for your health.
And you know, Cassie, what I do with that garlic, and you probably do too, but I throw it in a little garlic press and then you get all the good juices out of the garlic clove and it goes right in and it's simple.
And during this flu season, garlic antiviral.
Yes, it is. Great.
There you
go. Very good. So we're going to take a couple of callers. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question today for us?
Hi, Dar. My name is Sharon.
Hi there.
My husband and I both sat down with you last May.
Yes.
And we have quite the success story with my husband being a diabetic for 25 years. A co-worker, Joan, turned us on to your radio show. We listened. We emailed you our story. You said you could help us. We went in. You helped us.
Oh. She's an angel put on this earth, isn't she?
Yes. My husband lost 26 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds. My
good
blood pressure's
you.
Down. His blood sugars are so improved. His doctors are just amazed. He also suffers from the effects of Agent Orange, so we do see the doctors at the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
They want all this information from Dar. We always go and travel with your little calling card. We leave that with them.
Wow.
Let them check out the information to help other people.
Then, you know, Sharon, I know that you were very, very conscientious before with Joe's diet, his diabetic diet.
Yes.
And the numbers were just getting worse all the time.
Yes. It was out of control. He was in the high 300s. We went
insulin.
To traditional doctors, and they said, well, more insulin. So he was stuck in this vicious cycle, and I could see in his middle he's gaining all this weight.
Right, because he was getting actually too much insulin, but it wasn't getting into the cells, was it?
Correct.
It wasn't carrying. So just tell people kind of briefly, what did we do? How did we change his eating?
How did you
change his eating?
We changed all the carbs. There's no pastas, no breads, no waffles, no pancakes in this house.
But there's lots of vegetables.
Lots of vegetables. Eggs. His cardiologist said, well, you could have 2 eggs a week. We eat eggs every day. We eat butter every day. I make roasted vegetables every Sunday. We have that for the week. It's prepared and ready to go.
And
that's
has his cholesterol gone up or has it gone down?
Gone down.
Yes.
All his tests are improved. Everything has gone down. So really the key to this is preparing, knowing what you're going to eat. If you're going to run chores today, do your errands, where am I going to be at 1 o'clock? I can't run in and eat fast food. I have to have food with me or
exactly.
be able to get home, and there's my food all prepared. That's
and it's
the key
worth
to
it. It's worth it, isn't
yep.
it?
Yep. I'm back to cooking. I make all of our meals. I freeze things. I make soups, good soups, chicken.
You are a dream, Sharon.
We need to get her on the show.
You know,
I was to the point where my husband's going to die if I don't do something to change our lives.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Sharon, you were very, very conscientious, and you were trying to do everything right for Joe long before you came in for the appointment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have quite the right information.
We didn't have the right tools, correct.
Right.
Education was poor. I mean, we've been through all the diabetic class with the HMOs and the dietitians. We sat down with everyone. They told us to eat
low-fat
artificial sweeteners.
And, yeah, right. Yeah.
It made
promised margarines, you know, everything bad.
Now,
so now we're eating good.
That's great. And
wild rice, black olives. I make deviled eggs, berries and cream. You
what
know,
a poster child for what we teach.
Yes.
I travel with Dar's card everywhere I go. We went to Hawaii. Everyone that will listen to us, we give them a card. Please listen to the show. Check it out for yourself. Read the books. Any clerks at the stores that will talk to me. My coworkers. I've referred people. I've just sent a coworker at my other job, Joni. She's gone in to talk to Dar. She
yes.
gained weight smoking. She's lost 10 pounds now. She's eating better. She's very happy.
Yes, she is.
That's
yes.
the best thank you that anybody can give Sharon. Is
well, that's all you have is your health.
Yes.
I've been through my husband's
amen.
Illnesses with, he had brain surgery. He's had double heart bypass. He's been through a lot. Now he's got the suffering, the effects of Agent Orange. He's disabled. He can't walk very good. So,
but he is actually stronger now that he's eating this way, isn't he?
He is. He's getting better.
Yes, he is.
Very much improved.
Sharon, thank you.
Thank you.
You did such
you
a
welcome.
Beautiful job on this. And thank you for doing all the cooking for Joe, because that's so
that's
important.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You really have to take mm-hmm. control of your own life and do your own cooking. You can't yep. go out and eat no more.
That's right. You can't.
You have to choose wisely. And yeah. thank you, Dar. You're the one that deserves all the thanks for opening our eyes and showing us the way.
I appreciate you calling.
I'm going to cry.
Thank you. Say hi to Joe. Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that was a great call.
Yeah, we're going to go and talk to, Diane. Diana?
Diane? It's Diane.
Diane?
Yes.
Hi there. Do you have a question for us today?
I do. I met with Cassie last week, and I'm just starting
oh my
on
gosh.
This new lifestyle. I mean, it's great. It's so fascinating. But I'm wondering if you could address, you're talking about high fructose corn syrup, if it's disguised as other names when you're out there reading those labels?
Well, sometimes it is. Cassie, you may know this better than I do. I just know that sometimes is this called corn syrup sweetener or corn syrup. I don't know if it's got other names.
Yeah, no, that's what I would say, Dar, is that when I'm reading ingredient lists, I look for either high fructose corn syrup spelled out or corn syrup. It's not as hard as the trans fats, for example, which can be guised under a few different names. So just look for corn syrup and stay away from it.
So okay. Go ahead, Diane. You have a question?
No, I just wanted to thank you for that and to also thank Cassie. Oh, this new adventure is just exciting for me.
Oh,
and
thank
my coworkers
you.
Got to take advantage of all the stuff I took out of my cupboards and brought it to them.
Good
I'm
for
them
you
the junk
for
and I'm eating healthy.
Good for you for cleaning house.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful. I'll look forward to talking to you in the future too.
So
yep, in just a couple of weeks we'll meet again.
Great.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So, Cassie, we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition education. You know, with the last salmonella outbreak in peanut butter, most of us realize today that we really cannot rely on our government agencies to protect our health. And I believe we must start being responsible for our own health and kind of unravel the misconceptions about nutrition. Kind of what our callers have said to them this morning is they've got to unravel the misconceptions about nutrition from the real facts based on scientific research. Mm-hmm. You know, next week we have author and researcher Robert Cran, and I'm in his fan club, as you probably can tell. He's joining us to share some of his, he's got so much information about yes. nutrition. He's dedicated his whole life to the study of nutrition research and the education of other nutritional professionals. And I really encourage you to have your family and friends tune in next week. It is a show you really won't want to miss. And today, if you want to save money on baby food, Cassie has lots of ideas when we come back from break.
Stay tuned.
Yes. So questions today about insulin resistance, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. As a mother of a one-year-old, it was not too many months ago that I was making my own baby food, and it really is easy, and it can save you quite a bit of money. All you do is start with your vegetables. Let's take peas, for example. That was and still is my little girl's favorite. Take some organic peas, steam them first until they get tender, and then put them in your blender or in your food processor. If you take about 1 cup of cooked peas and 1/4 cup of water, that's about the right ratio. Blend those together until they're pureed. And this works good for pretty much any vegetable. We've done carrots in our house, sweet potatoes, green beans. You could do squash, really any vegetable. And it's simple, it's economic, and it's organic.
And it's a lot less expensive than if you buy the little baby jars, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Way less expensive.
Yes. And, you know, Cassie, we had a request for you to repeat the dressing recipe again.
Okay. Well, that is really simple, too, but grab a pen if you want to jot it down. And it is 1/2 cup olive oil to 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, and then 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1 clove of garlic. And as Dar said, just put that garlic in your press, squeeze out the garlic and the good juices, and then put all of that together in your food processor, blend that for a few seconds, and you have a tasty salad dressing.
And you know, really, my daughter taught me something over the weekend, and she just said, I asked her to make the dressing for the salad, and she said, oh, I just do it this way, and she just drizzled a little olive oil and a little balsamic vinegar on top, and there it was.
So you could do that, too. Yeah,
it tasted
you don't
great.
Wanna,
so yeah. I had never done that before. Let's take, you know, we are talking about insulin resistance today. And so we've got a caller here on line two and it's Jeannie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, I have two questions. When you were talking about diabetes and being predisposed to it, the pop issue,
yes.
Soda pop. Going from sugar pop to diet pop, I need you to address, if you would please, whether or not that still is healthy for you.
No, it is not.
I've heard that it kind of sends a false message with the chemicals that they have into it to your system, and it acts as though it is a sugar.
Yes, in fact, I've had actual clients that have tested it. You know, diabetic clients with their own personal blood sugar and their own personal glucose meter. And if they drink a diet pop, their blood sugars go up. And
okay,
so research now also shows that it makes you metabolic, you have metabolic syndrome, which is, you know,
insulin resistance.
Part
of that. Yep, the research.
So this research supports that.
Okay, so, and what does it support again, please?
That you can't have these artificial sweeteners like NutraSweet or aspartame, because what it does in pop, or probably in anything like Crystal Light or any of those kinds of things, it will make your blood sugar go up and cause insulin resistance.
Okay. The other issue then was, and you just touched on it, was trying to get my family to drink more water. You're getting away from the sugar pop and now the diet pop, and you're working into water. And they have those little dispensers that use straws or that Crystal Light and other brand names that you can put into your water and it flavors it. What does that do?
No, you can't.
Same thing.
Same thing.
It's chemicals and artificial sweeteners in those little packets.
Okay. So basically, straight water. How about the water they sell, you know, in the stores, the flavored water? Same thing?
Some of them are good. If they have no glucose, no sugar, no artificial sweetener in there, they would be fine because sometimes they're just flavored with an essence of maybe a little bit of
lime
or something.
Orange.
And those are fine. But
okay,
I think
when we're looking at the brands, what are we looking for to make sure I pick out the correct water?
Zero carbohydrate or
zero.
Go ahead, Cassie.
I was going to say, even more so than that, Dar, look at the ingredient list, and it should be just filtered water and, you know, a little bit of lemon or lime, like Dar was saying. You're not going to have words in that ingredient list that you can't pronounce.
Okay.
Metro Mint is one that comes to mind, but more and more brands are coming out with bottled waters that are just filtered water, and then it'll say, like, lime juice or lemon juice, but calories are zero. So you know it's just a squirt that they put in there. And carbohydrates are zero.
But I think, you know, a much less expensive way to do that is just take your own filtered water and put some lime or lemon in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you've got your own and you know exactly what's in there.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, I think those are great questions to help people clear this up in their mind. So, Cassie, let's go back to talking a little bit before we take more calls on... When I look at insulin resistance, because I always look at that's the first stage of type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So we have to really attack that at the very beginning. So you have to ask yourself, why do cells resist insulin? You know, usually we think of insulin resistance coming from cells that are deficient in minerals such as magnesium. You know, maybe they're deficient in chromium, zinc, B vitamins. And then they've been damaged by trans fats and refined oils.
Mm-hmm.
So they have kind of like a crust on them, and they're resisting that insulin carrying the sugar into the cells.
And as I work with you more and more, I'm starting to think like you more and more. And I like it how you always ask yourself a question. And so listening to you talk, then I think, well, why would cells be deficient in these minerals that you're talking about? Why would your cells become deficient in magnesium or chromium? Well, it goes back to the high sugar foods. And many of the high sugar foods that us Americans are eating are the highly processed convenience foods like cold cereals, waffles, frozen pizza, soda. Remember, these things turn to a lot of sugar, and sugar robs the cells of important minerals.
And we can't talk about insulin resistance without talking about soda. And I had a client this week that's asked me to talk about soda again. Because every time you drink a can of Coke or Mountain Dew, you are really ingesting liquid candy. Think of that. Put that in your mind, in liquid candy. In fact, a can of pop contains at least 10 teaspoons of sugar. And if you spoon that out in a bowl, that's a lot of sugar. And most of it is in the form of high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And look it around. You'll see this in the office. Not in our office, but in some offices. People are drinking, you know, 3 to 4 cans of diet or of Coke or Mountain Dew a day.
Yes.
So they're putting in 30 to 40 teaspoons of sugar. That would be a big bowl of sugar.
We know, and I don't know the name, but we do know there's a company in the area here in the Twin Cities that actually supplies free pop to their workers during the day. Think of the damage that's doing to their health, and then the companies in turn paying for that. Drinking soda is certainly one cause of insulin resistance, or as you were saying, basically pre-diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So I think most people realize that soda is just liquid candy, as we just said it.
Yeah, and most people know that's not a healthy food.
Yes, but did you realize that most breakfast cereals, ounce for ounce, contain more sugar than soft drinks? So, Cocoa Puffs, Captain Crunch, they are actually 44% of that is sugar, straight sugar. So, with all that great information, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition education. We have lots of great classes this week coming up. You know, at White Bear Monday night, Wendy, who's on the show often, she's teaching Managing the Blood Sugar Roller Coaster, And you, Cassie?
Yes, Tuesday night I'm teaching my favorite class, Foods to Build Happy Focused Kids. That's in Plymouth. Again, that's this Tuesday night.
And we're teaching Jumpstart Your Metabolism in Hopkins in Roseville. So just check out our website. It's weightandwellness.com or give us a call at 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. The staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness would like to start a grassroots movement to help everyone make food choices that will improve their health. And a grassroots movement always starts with passion. Anybody that knows Dar or has listened to the radio for any amount of time certainly knows that Dar has the passion, and she has instilled that in all of us at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We have the passion to provide the nutrition education so that change can occur, and all we're asking from all of you is to tune in to 107.1 every Saturday, 12 to 1, listen to Dishing Up Nutrition, and encourage your family and friends to listen too, so that change can occur, and so that hopefully we can turn this country around and head down a healthier road.
So, Cassie, I think we had a request again, didn't we?
For that salad dressing recipe, and we're just going to have Corey put it up on the website. So give us a little bit of time, but we'll talk to Corey after the show, and then you can click on recipes at weightandwellness.com website and get that.
And Mary, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a question today for us.
Yes, I was wondering, how do you know if you have insulin resistance, and how would you get rid of it?
Well,
great question.
So how do you know if you've got insulin resistance? Well, one of the first signs is people start gaining weight around the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a lot of books coming out that calls it belly fat and all that stuff. But it is putting weight on around the middle. In our classes, we often talk about it. It's like the beer gut, you know, it's the beer belly.
Yeah.
And so that's a first sign. But also there's other things that can happen is that, you know, it may be that your blood pressure starts going up, or it may be that your cholesterol starts going up, and all that's coming from too much sugar and insulin resistance, basically.
Would the triglycerides probably too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great sign. If your triglycerides are above 100, you probably might have some issues
and
with it.
And if you don't, you're headed down that road towards insulin resistance.
I mean, I think I remember when Joe came in with Sharon and, you know, our caller before, and I think his triglycerides were like 400 or 500, and then they went down to under 100 in a short time.
Wow.
So, yes, definitely.
Wow.
So that's the first question, and then the second question was,
what do you do if you do have it?
Well, we actually kind of thought about that question before.
Yes. So did you set her up to call us? You're leading us right into the next piece that we wanted to cover here. And one of the number one things, and you've probably kind of gotten that gist already, but I'll repeat it anyway. One of the number one things to correct insulin resistance is to reduce your sugar intake, and that usually is the highly processed foods, the cold cereals, the granola bars. Make sure you don't allow the high fructose corn syrup into your house, you know, those two things will take you a long way.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, and then the next thing, step two, is cut out all trans fats and refined oils. And that's a big task to do today, because every time you eat out, unless you eat at a restaurant that is serving olive oil, you are getting refined oils these days. So it means bringing the cooking back into your own kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Because it's the canola oils, the soybean oils, most of the vegetable oils, they're very refined.
And then there are some supplement things that might help.
What we have in our house, fish oil. And for most people that think they have insulin resistance, I don't know, Dar, what do you think, 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of a good omega-3 fish oil?
I think that makes sense.
Oh,
and,
really? Okay.
And then, you know, because our cells get mineral deficient, I think taking extra magnesium and even a multi-mineral so that you make sure that you've got some of that potassium, you've got some magnesium, you've got some of these that chromium. You've got all those minerals back into those cell receptors. And, of course, there's some other things that you have to do.
Cut out the soda. And I used to drink that before I came to Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I know how hard it can be to stop it. So for some of you that can't quit the soda, whether it's regular or diet, both are bad. If you can't quit cold turkey, take the baby steps.
Okay.
And then you got to sleep 8 hours a night. Because
okay.
I think people that are sleeping 6 hours, we know, research tells us that that is one of the leading causes of insulin resistance today.
Oh, wow.
Damages yeah. your cells.
I had someone tell me that even if you took olive oil and heated it, it would become a refined oil or a...
Well, we say sauté, not... You can heat it, but you can't, you know, put it up at such a high temperature.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when I use olive oil, I like to use less than medium heat on the stovetop. If I'm in a little bit more hurry, then I use butter because I know that can withstand a little bit higher temp.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then we've got one other point. Right, Cassie?
Right. Exercise is huge to combating insulin resistance. So find something that you enjoy doing. Move your body, but have fun with it.
Okay.
You know what? My trainer has taught me some new dance steps. Like, now I know how to do the electric slide.
Really?
Oh, so the next wedding dance, that always gets played.
That is
so
fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And it's moving my body and it's exercising, but I'm having fun doing it. So that's a great question. We really
Wonderful
thank you for
question.
Calling in today.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep. So it's time to take a break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You know, your kids that are away at college can listen to Dishing Up Nutrition. And your parents that are spending the winter in warmer climates can listen to Dishing Up Nutrition. Even your girlfriend that's working the weekend shift can listen. By the magic of technology, our show is all over the United States.
I just called my dad on the drive in today because I wanted him to tune in. My parents live in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota. You just got to fire up that computer, get on the internet. You can listen 107.1 website. You can listen live from your computer anywhere in the world.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have a nutrition question that we didn't have time to answer today, I'm going to be in the office on Monday in Wayzata, so please give me a call. I would love to answer any questions you have. 952-345-0766. Again, that number is 952-345-0766 if you'd like to call me on Monday with any questions we didn't get to today. And then a couple things before I turn it back over to Dar. When I was on the show a couple weekends ago with Cara, was that 2 weeks ago now? We had a couple of questions that I wasn't able to answer, and I've since gotten some good feedback from listeners with some great answers. And one question was, how do you keep butter so that it's not rock hard, so that you can't spread it? And a couple of callers emailed me to say that there is something called a butter bell, or sometimes it's called a French butter keeper, and I plan to stop at the co-op and pick one up today. You can also get them online. And what it is a little crock that also holds water, and you keep it at room temp, but the water provides a barrier from the air and keeps it from spoiling. And you just have to change the water every 3 days. And
perfect. Sounds great.
Voila, you can spread your butter. And then there was another question. Somebody was making salad dressing, and they didn't or weren't quite used to the strong taste of, or they felt it was strong, of an extra virgin olive oil. And there were a couple of emailers that said Da Vinci has an extra light flavor olive oil. It doesn't come from the first pressing, so maybe it's not quite as nutritious, but still, it's an olive oil and it has a nice clean taste. So that's the Da Vinci extra light flavor olive oil for dressings if you want a mild flavor.
Sounds good. So I think kind of getting back to some of the things that we were talking about insulin resistance, and we were talking about sugar, and then, of course, we also have to talk about weight gain.
Yes, and Dar was mentioning the Cocoa Puffs and the Captain Crunch. But even if it's the cereals that don't, you know, just yell sugar to the mom when they're looking at them, even like a Kashi cereal, that turns to a lot of sugar.
And, you know, I think another thing is a lot of times people ask us, well, how many carbohydrates should an adult be eating? Well, you know, and carbohydrate meaning all carbohydrates, even those coming from fruits and vegetables, probably 100 to 150 is ample for most people unless they are very, very active.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe if you're diabetic, it's less than that.
Right, right. So start reading ingredient lists, because a couple bowls of cereal and you'd have hit your limit with that. And what happens, we eat these breakfast cereals or we drink the pop, and because of all the sugar then in our system, large amounts of insulin get released, and that sugar is pulled into the liver as the liver tries to process it, but the liver can only handle so much. So when the liver is full, that excess sugar gets turned right into belly fat.
Exactly. And, you know, I think one of the things that we always are talking about, we've talked about Oprah and all of her struggles lately, mm-hmm. and how she, it's obvious to me that she has some insulin resistance, right, Cassie?
Yes, yes. Well, and Dar, the statistics show that 80% of the American population does, so we're certainly not just pointing the finger at her.
And, you know, you have to think about it, is that she hasn't been eating very well because she's been on a low-fat, low-calorie, probably deficient in a lot of minerals and a lot of different B vitamins. So her cells are set up to have insulin resistance.
Yep, and yet she seems to feel guilty, and maybe Bob Green has extended some of this guilt to her, you know, thinking it's her fault, it's her psychology in her brain that's making her fail every time. But there's biochemistry here.
And you know, I think it's not just Bob Green's plan. It's most of those weight loss programs out there. They're still back in this whole theory that it's the calories in and the calories out.
Not so. Not
and
so. Come
so
to
much
us.
More, it's so much more complicated than
it
that.
It is.
So we thank everyone for listening today. And thanks for the calls. And, you know, food can be the problem or it can be the
solution.
And we want it to be the solution. Thank you.
Thanks.